holidays, we welcome in. It's all part of the Be Ready Butte campaign through Butte Fire Safe Council and Cal Fire, Butte County Fire as well. Captain Jake Gilliam joining us this morning. Jake, good morning, sir.
How are you doing today, Scott?
We're doing great. We've been talking, and even as we've seen the weather, the fall weather's here, kind of, and you know, we had that great the rain and all that, but we want to jump right in here, Jake, because we've talked about it before, but the importance of, even during the winter months, to get that defensible space set up.
Yeah, that's right. You know, doing the right thing, but sometimes we can do the wrong way. In a previous segment, we did speak about defensible space, and the right thing to do now is to start cleaning your property and make it a year-round project. You really want to get in there and reduce those fuels year-round. We are moving into that colder and wetter part of the year, and so we're talking about the right thing, the wrong way. The wrong way is to wait until the spring. It's got to be a reoccurring commitment that you need to do at home to maintain your defensible space. You can't push it off until spring. The longer you wait, the harder the job will be. We've also learned in previous years that by the time spring hits, you're already way behind if you start. And you'll be overwhelmed, and you just won't be able to get a handle on it if you wait till summer. So we tell people to start now on your defensible space. It's safe to cut the heavy brush, to cut the fuels, and it's also safe to create your burn piles. And this is going to make the job overall easier in the long run.
Yeah, but a lot of folks, though, might not be able to do the burn piles and such. I know that, you know, we've even talked within city limits here in Chico, Jake, that it is important even here or in more metro areas to have that space even around your home a little bit. You know, with the branches over your even maybe not fire safe, but even for the winds and stuff that blow, you don't want that branch falling onto the corner of your house or, you know, doing stuff like that. So maybe even looking ahead to that. But defensible space is what we're talking about. But even with the burn piles, though, people got to be very careful about that. Is it mostly in Butte County or is it the unincorporated areas that people need to get the burn permits? I don't think within the city of Chico they can burn.
Yeah, you're correct. So there's many options. But for unincorporated, you can burn, and you do need a burn permit. And so you go to burnpermit.fire.ca.gov and get your permits. It's very easy. Watch a simple video. And then on that burn pile, you need a good clearance, 4x4 in size, and you need to stay in attendance with a water source and a shovel. But there are other options. So if you're unable to burn because you may be in city limits or you just don't feel comfortable burning, Butte Fire Safe Council has this chipper program. You can sign up at ButteFireSafe.net for that. And you can also drop off your green waste at different sites. The Old Durham Wood has a drop-off area. And also there are free days at the Neil Road Waste Facility throughout the year. You just got to kind of keep up on that. And so there are options if you don't feel comfortable burning. But the important thing is to get the brush and the stuff cut right now while it's safe to do it and get that stuff piled or ready to be chipped.
Good point. Good point. And again, do it now because spring, it just keeps going and you're going to look. And I've had this frustration even with my little bit of space that I have. I sit down and go, well, you know, I can wait. Well, no. And then I keep looking at it going, I got to get something done with this. You know, even with the branches and stuff that are hanging around and might have been cut and just laying in the yard even. That's the stuff you want to get rid of as well, too. More important.
Yeah. So you asked, where do we start? Well, the weather right now is keeping fire danger low. But in case we do see a change in our fire danger, we are keeping, you know, multiple engines on through December. So we're staying ready, but a great way for homeowners in Butte County to stay ready is by focusing on their first 5 feet around their home. And that means removing any combustible material. We want to make that an ember-resistant zone. And after they get that first 5 feet, we want them to start focusing on 5 to 100 feet from their house to create an even bigger defensible space barrier. We like to break it up into zones, 5 feet to 30 feet, 30 feet to 100 feet. Just take small chunks at a time and keep working your way out from your house. And do that throughout the winter. If you wait too long, it's going to be too late and it's going to be overwhelming.
Yep. He is Captain Jake Gilliam joining us. Give us that Butte Fire Safe website again where there's tips for people to be able to jump on and look at.
Oh, yeah. So I've given a couple websites today, but I also we have guidelines that show you what to do within each zone. And those different places that you can find these great tips and these guidelines is going to be ButteFireSafe.net. or readyforwildfire.org and buttecounty.net are all great resources just to see how it's done and just to get great tips and hints on how to get your defenseful space accomplished.
Perfect. Be ready, Butte. That's the campaign going on. And you say fire season now, probably till the end of December now. Is that right?
Well, you know, there's never an exact date.
Right.
We're keeping our fire engines on to respond locally if we see a trend in the weather here change. But also, they're available throughout the state. So if something happens in Southern California, we're able to send our resources sure. down there to help out those folks. And so, but we want everyone here to be ready. So we do want the Butte residents to stay ready.
Right. Captain, thanks so much, Jake, for the tips, and thanks for joining us. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much.